few words before we go into this heart practice of going from letting go to aspiration, intention. Beginning of the year, we get very caught up in our culture with the resolutions, this goal-directed behavior, and I think it's just so helpful if we can look at it using some of that sense of the mountain view, with a bigger view, an appreciator of the horizons, as David White says, and not so much goals as intentions or aspirations. And while we may have specific goals, I think it's so helpful, and research tells us this, that it's much more helpful to have those specific goals or resolutions embedded in higher values. They're coming out of a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. Viktor Frankl long ago said, "One should not ask what the meaning of life is, but rather one must recognize that it is he, she, they who are asked. In a word, each one is questioned by life and can only answer to life by answering for his own life. To life, he can only respond by being responsible." So responding to the life that we've been given, with a sense of purpose and meaning, coming from your values. And this is inherently challenging. We get pretty lost with this easily. Another, just part of a piece from David White, how to begin, and he counseled us in his poem, "Start Close In." Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. And the step we don't want to take is often some kind of letting go. The out with the old. We somehow think we can go to the new without taking care of the old. Step we don't want to take. So it's not easy. D.H. Lawrence said, "We're not free men," pardon me, the male gender language, that's just how it was then. "Men are not free when they are doing just what they like. Men are only free when they are doing what the deepest self likes. And there is getting down to the deepest self. It takes some diving." It totally takes diving. So let's do a little diving together. Feeling body sitting. Being intentional about how you're sitting, maybe even standing. Getting yourself nice and grounded, using perhaps the image of the mountain again, the mountain with a view, to really get grounded. Beginning to connect with breathing. And being aware of how each breath can only be received by letting go of the prior one. And so you may find it helpful as a way to settle in, to focus primarily on the out-breath. And then simply let yourself receive the in-breath. And when you feel settled enough, steady enough, ask yourself, is there something I need to let go of that I feel ready to let go of? Some particular habit or opinion, view, some form of reactivity? Some grudge. Just choose one thing. What might be helpful for you to let go, to help you move into some of your intentions for this coming year? And when you've found something, really get a sense of it, perhaps giving it a name, a sense of the image. Allowing that piece to be here, so you might want to also feel into how it has been causing you suffering, stress. Feel into the dukkha of it. Feel it through the body. And then as you feel ready, try on repeating softly to yourself, I see you. Whatever it is, and I'm letting you go. I see you, and I'm letting you go. And don't worry about whether you are or you aren't letting this item go. Just experiment with affirming that you are, or that you're letting it be. Letting be is a stepping stone to letting go. When the mind wanders, notice. Regroup in the felt sense of body sitting or standing. Feel the letting go of the out-breath. And then trying on again. I see you, whatever it is, and I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. You no longer serve, and I'm letting you go. And then pause with that. Feel into body sitting and being breathed. And imagine a time when this piece is truly gone, truly released. Visualize, sense into complete freedom from this piece. And really feel into how it is in the body, in the heart mind. And try on again. I see you, and I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. And then pause with that, steady in the body and breath. And appreciate, what higher value, aspiration is embodied in that letting go? What is it that I'm actually really aspiring to? As I wish to let this piece go. Is it kindness? Is it trust? Is it beauty? Is it truth? Is it gratitude? What is it for you? Is it love? And then finding your own way of phrasing it, taking this value, this aspiration, and affirming it. May I live from love, or may I grow in peace. May I cultivate kindness. And repeat the aspirational phrase over and over and over again, as you would a loving kindness phrase. Just coming back whenever the attention wanders, stabilizing in body and breath. And then pause with that, and again, stabilize in body and breath. Notice any good feelings or troubled feelings that are coming up for you, any resistance. It's all the workings of the heart. And then try on your phrase of aspiration And tag on to it, you may have already been, but tag on to it at the end, yourself, myself. So for example, may I live from love for myself. May I grow in kindness for myself, whatever it may be. And then pause with that and just again notice. Notice the objections, notice the resonance, however it is. And then if it makes sense for you, you might take your same aspirational phrase, and then instead of saying for myself, say for others, and maybe even for the planet as a whole. So experiment with that. May I grow in love for others. May I dwell in kindness for the planet. And then pause with that, and again check in. Feel into the body and the heart mind. And just being with goodwill as best you can. This deep diving that we've been engaged in. Rilke wrote, "You see, I want a lot. Perhaps I want everything. The darkness that comes with every infinite fall, and the shivering blaze of every step up. So many live on and want nothing, and are raised to the rank of prince by the slippery ease of their light judgments. But what you love to see are faces that do work and feel thirst. You have not grown old, and it is not too late to dive into your increasing depths, where life calmly gives out its own secret."